Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Delicious Talk. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. I don't know what happened to my song this evening. In any event, I'm going to play a little song before we get on anyway. Good evening again, everybody. This is Delicious of Delicious Talk. This evening's show is The Thrill Is Gone, and that was supposed to be my theme song, The Thrill Is Gone by Benny King, but for some reason it was not played. I think Blog Talk must have deleted it. Okay. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day. The weather here was beautiful. I didn't get to get out. I was busy trying to finish up my third book. As you guys know, I am working on my third book. And trying to get that out of the way. My grandson is home for 30 days from the Marines. And everything is just a little topsy-turvy, but I'll get over it. Okay, tonight's topic, like I had mentioned earlier, is The Thrill Is Gone. And I'm going to, you know, talk about different things you can do to bring it back. And also take calls. Callers, when you call in, press the 1. So your hand is up that nose, that lets me know you want to speak. Okay, the thrill in a relationship can fizzle out due to certain things going wrong in a relationship, or it could be medically or physically, or just, you know, people just losing that love and feeling. There are things that you can do to spice up your relationship, to spice up your sex life, and get that thrill back in. I have a letter. I'm sorry, I have an email that was sent to me, and I'm going to read that, and then I have a caller on the line that I'm going to bring in. The email I got, it says, "Dear Delicious, my husband and I are married for 18 years. He swept me off my feet at a time when I was at a low point in my life. We didn't have sex before we got married. He respected that, and I was celibate by choice. We consummated our marriage on our honeymoon, and it was all good. Now I'm 54, and he's 65, and the sex has all but gone from our marriage. I still love my husband, but I'm still a sexy, attractive woman. I want to have sex. Delicious. Should I creep on my old man, or should we split up? Now, that's from Miss I Still Need Love. Miss I Still Need Love, I do not condone cheating. So let me say this. First of all, you have to look at the whole picture here. Your husband was there when you was at a low point in your life, and he also respected the fact that you were celibate, and he respected the fact that you wanted to have sex on your honeymoon. So I would think that you would be considerate of him because it seems that he's at a low point in his life as well. He's having a hard time performing. Maybe it's medical or maybe it's physical. I don't know. But you need to communicate with him, and y'all need to get it together. And as far as creeping on your old man, if you love him, you will be there for him, and you would not creep on him. And I don't suggest that you do that. Get counseling, get help. But if you want to be with somebody else, just maybe you and your husband need to divorce, because creeping on him is not going to do anything but cause a whole bunch of problems. And I hope that answered your question the best that I could. And, you know, there are ways that you can bring the fizzle back. You can go by touching, you know, give him a good massage, you know, or watch a massage tape. And everything that they're doing in that tape, you can do that, you know, to stimulate him. Because when you stimulate somebody, when you're touching somebody, it stimulates the body and it sends signals to the brain. And as you might or might not know, the brain is the biggest sex organ in the body. So I would suggest you doing that. Y'all watch a movie, or if you're into porn, you can watch a porn tape and do what they do on the tape. But, you know, just don't give up, you know, and go out and cheat. And, you know, because that's not the right thing to do. I have a couple of other tips, but I have a caller on the line. I'm going to see what they have to say. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about Miss I Still Need Love? She wants to creep on her husband because he's not able to, he's not making love to her, and she's still a sexy 54-year-old woman, and she still wants to, you know, make love, and he's 65, so I guess he's sort of like slowing down, not up to her expectations. So she was asking, should she creep on him? And I'm not an advocate for people who cheat on their mates, especially if it's a husband and wife situation.
Well, I agree with you. In the long term, if she do get out and cheat on her husband, in the long term, somebody's going to end up getting hurt real bad. So I don't think that's a good idea. I think what she needs to do, like you said, get some movies, or get him into the mood of doing things that she did to get her man the first time,
right?
To make her happy. You know, how long have they been married?
Well, she didn't say. You know, she said that they when they got married, they weren't sexually active when they got married. They had sex on her honeymoon, and he had respected her for that. She was celibate by choice.
And she's 54, right, and he's 65.
Yes, he's 65.
That's not that much of an age difference to me. And I say that because when I was younger, I always liked older men anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So her husband is not that old. Maybe it's something that she's not doing. You know, sometimes the man wants us to be the aggressive one. Instead of him being the aggressive one, maybe she needs to take charge and just, you know, play that role of being aggressive.
Right. But there's an abundance of things that can be done to, you know, put the sizzle back in a relationship if a person, you know, like you had also mentioned, whatever they did, whatever she did to get him, whatever they did to get in the relationship as far as how they did the sex, maybe they, you know, no longer do that. Or maybe she need to do something to promote the sex in a different way. But I definitely don't think that she needs to step outside of her marriage, because it's going to do nothing but create problems. And then if she step outside of her marriage and get with somebody else who's going to be pleasing her sexually, what if she just thinks, well, this is the person I want to be with, and she just ups and leaves her husband, when she can avoid all that by possibly getting a divorce if she doesn't want to go through the steps of trying to keep her husband. You know, just get a divorce and be with somebody else.
That's right. Well, to me, marriage is sacred anyway. Why did you take those vows? The vow says, for better or worse, for,
right,
you know, rich or poor, for whatever. You made, not only did you make those vows to that man, but those vows are really meant to me in my heart, are made for God. You're making
right.
a vow to God. So
right.
that's why I think people need to cherish their marriage. And I say that because my husband is no longer with me. And it's been 2 years. It'll be 2 years this August.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know where to start. I don't even have sizzle in my life. I mean, I have men who I communicate with and talk to, but when it comes time for me to, I mean, for them asking me out, I always think of an excuse why I can't go out with them. And, you know, that's why I'm calling this show tonight, because, you know, I don't understand what's going on with me, why my sizzle is not there, why I'm not, you know, I want to be with a man, but when I get there, it's like I don't want to be bothered, so I don't understand that part. You know, I don't know if I'm still in mourning for my husband. Like I said, it's been 2 years. I want the attention from the man, but then I shy away when they say, well, let's go out. Let's go have, I don't drink, so let's go out and have something to eat. I don't want to eat because I'm trying to keep my weight down, trying to look good for me, but at the same time, I want to look good in a man's eye. So I just don't know what's happening. I don't understand that part.
There is a possibility that you're still going through the mourning process of the loss of your husband, because they definitely tell you when you lose a loved one, it's best that you don't get in any type of relationships at least a year. Within a year, because when I lost my mom, I was in a relationship, but I was just crazy in it because I couldn't. I just was crying all the time, you know. So I even had to see a psychologist, and she had told me that I really didn't need to be in a relationship. So I cut off the relationship, and you know, you just have to give yourself a time to get over the fact of the loss of your husband, especially if, you know, he was the person that you honestly and truly loved. And, you know, it's hard to just forget a person no matter how much time goes by. Those scars, those wounds are still there. And if you're in a relationship with somebody, they may not understand what you're going through and, you know, may cause them to shy away from you when you actually feel that you need somebody in your life. And you definitely do, but to be in a relationship at a time of loss of a loved one is hard. So it's just best that you try to heal. Maybe you need to, you know, you can basically talk to a guy, just let him know up front that you know, you lost your husband and you're not really ready to be in a relationship, but it's okay if, you know, he wants to take you out to dinner or to the movies or, you know, just play it by ear, so to speak. You know, don't, if you don't want to be intimate with him, let him know up front, you know, just how you feel.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I don't want to be intimate. That's just it. I do. I mean, I don't know about intimate, but I want a man to hold me and, tell me how good I look, and I want to hear the sweet things he has to say in my ear. Just maybe hugging and caressing me. I might want that, but I can't even get myself to that point where I can have those things happen. That's what I don't understand. I hope you have some other callers call in that can kind of like intercede on what I'm, on what I'm talking about. I mean, it's just hard to, to me, I don't have a life. I go to work, I come home, I play with my two little dogs I have. I even went and brought two little dogs, hoping that it would take that loneliness that I'm feeling away, but that's not helping. I know what I need in my life. I would love to love a man, I mean a good man. I don't like to play the games, and it seems like it's too much game playing with men out here today, and I don't have time for that.
Right. And that's kind of sad, because men can actually pass up a good woman by playing games, you know, and the same vice versa. A woman can pass up a good man by playing games.
Right.
If a person wants to be in a relationship, then they need to communicate that, get that over, you know, when you first meet. You know, I believe people, when they get together, they need to lay their cards on the table, say, I like this, I don't like that, you know, this and that. You're not going to get everything out on the first date, but it's good to get things out that are important, you know, as far as, like, different things that you like and things that you'll tolerate, things you won't tolerate, you know, the important things.
That I'm kind of scared, really.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being afraid. There definitely isn't anything wrong with being afraid. That's an emotion that has come about because of the simple fact that what you're going through. Now, what you need to do is just to go with the flow. Don't force yourself to be with anybody if that's not what you really want. You know, even though you say you want it, but, you know, you're still a little...
Well, delicious, that's just it. I don't even know what I want. What I want, I no longer have. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't want to have a man and try to compare the man to how my husband was.
Right.
I'm talking about as far as size, looks, how my husband treated me. You know, I don't know.
Right. You basically, your subconscious is telling you these things, but consciously you are just stuck in a place where you want to come out, but you're just afraid. There's that fear there. So you need to get over that
fear. I hope you have
fear.
Other people listening to this show. Maybe a female who feels like I feel if she had a husband who had passed or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they can explain, and then they had a chance to move on in their life. It's like,
right.
I can't move on.
Right. Well, when you and your husband were together, you were very loving towards each other.
Yes. Yes. I mean, we went through our little changes. What people go through changes who's been married for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm. How long were you guys married?
We was married for maybe about 19 years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, I just, you could, you know, not like this, I still need love person. She's, you know, 55 and she's still attractive and sexy and all this other kind of stuff, and she wants to really have sex with her husband. But you have an advantage over her because your husband is deceased and, you know, you can do and be with whoever you want to be with. So that's not really an issue with you, but the issue that this married woman has. So another thing...
Sound like you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, am I still breaking up?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Okay, another thing a person can do to put the fizzle back is ask for what you want. You know, you have to, you know, go to your partner and say, you know, you might go to them and say something like, sweetie, I want you to make love to me like this. Or, you know, you might say something to him like, tell him that, you know, you want him so bad, or come here, you sexy thing, or, you know, just something that will, I mean, you know, something that you can say to him that will get those juices flowing, you know, because sometimes it's things that you can say to your partner that will spike their interest in sex. You know, because when you, even when you're having sex, you have a tendency, well, I like to have dirty talk. You know, I like to hear dirty talk. And that keeps my juices flowing and keeps me wanting to, you know, have sex, you know, or be with my partner. So, you know, you have to, sometimes you have to just ask for what you want. And definitely you definitely have to communicate, because, you know, it may be some unresolved feelings, and he's not understanding your repeated requests for foreplay, which have resulted in your avoiding sex altogether. So foreplay, a lot of people think foreplay begins in the bedroom, but actually foreplay begins the minute you wake up and you reach over and you kiss your partner. When you taste that morning breath, that's foreplay. When you're leaving out the door and you say goodbye, sweetheart, when he calls you on your lunch break and y'all have a, you know, a little sexy conversation, that's foreplay. Foreplay, it goes on throughout the day and it builds up. And when you get home from work and you take off your clothes and he has that nice bubble bath for you and put you in that bubble bath and wash you off, get you in the bed and lay you down, and then that's when you have that mad, passionate love. Mm. So, you know, you basically have to communicate. You have to. So that's another, you know, thing. And then there are things that you can incorporate in your relationship as well. There are things that they have enhancements that, you know, that are for both male and female. They have enhancements for men. They have Viagra. They have, you know, all these different things that they can help men to get an erection, because maybe that's the problem that Miss I Still Need Love is having with her husband. Maybe he can't get an erection, and he may get an erection but can't keep it. But they have aids for that. And also you can incorporate toys into your relationship. You know, sometimes that helps. It's just so many things that you can do to bring the sizzle back. And like I had mentioned earlier, and when you can watch tapes, some women are squeamish about watching pornography. So there are tapes like Kama Sutra. You can watch them, and that will, you know, bring a little excitement in. Or you could watch, maybe they may have a special love story that they might want to watch. But, you know, you and your husband sitting there watching it, and while you're watching it, you can, you know, touch each other, do whatever they're doing, you know, on that tape. That will help bring the sizzle back. It's just so many things that can be done to bring the sizzle back, but some of these things people don't know about. Some of these things they do know about, and some of these things they don't want to do, you know, because some women are men like to be orally pleased. And if a woman doesn't want to orally please her husband, then he may go outside the marriage to get that. So it's best that, you know, I mean, you can at least try to do it, you know, if you want to keep your husband. And some men don't like to orally please women, but a woman will go outside of her marriage to get that done. So it's best that, you know, people need to try these things. And then if they don't succeed in them, at least they can say they did try. So what is your take on that, caller?
Well,
huh?
I really don't have much to say about that because I don't have anybody to please right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying as far as, like, how do you feel about, well, let's just say you and your husband, I know there were things y'all both agreed on, everything that y'all had to do as far as sex was concerned, or did you have hang-ups, or did he have hang-ups?
Well, once my husband found out he was a diabetic and he started taking insulin and high blood pressure pills, his sex drive went downhill, but my husband was like a computer genius. I mean, he did a lot. He could rebuild, tear down. He could build computers. So he would stay, you know, he would concentrate on doing that. I never caught him looking at any X-rated sexual things on the computer, you know. Yeah, I would go and stand in front of the computer and, you know, try to get him interested in me. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But my sex life was beautiful until he found out he was a diabetic. I mean, I think that just made him more, you know, that just made him depressed, that he couldn't perform. And I was telling him, look, it's all right. We could do other things together besides just having intercourse. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it works sometimes, but a lot of times I laid in the bed lonely. And I think that just made him a little bit more, even more depressed because he couldn't perform for me like he used to. But so it's been almost like maybe 3 years since I had any sex. So that's another reason why I'm saying I'm afraid to even, you know, I'm just afraid because people don't know what people use that word love. They use it and abuse it, and like I said, I know I don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to hurt anybody, and I just want to enjoy my life and love someone and someone to be honest with me.
Right.
So if they can't be honest, okay, I guess I have to be by myself, but I'll be all right.
Right.
I know I will. Do you have any more callers with...
I have a call on the line. Let me see if they... 707, are you there?
Hello, Delicious, you got me?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, yeah, I'm on my grandson's phone, so I wasn't sure. How you doing?
Okay, were you listening to the show?
Yeah, I just tuned in.
Okay, well, you know what tonight's topic is about, the thrill is gone. And
yeah.
Speaking to a young lady who lost her husband, and she's...
Oh,
sorry. Right, she's going through the changes of, what she wants to be with somebody, but then she's afraid. So, you know, I understand her loss because, like I had explained to her, when you lose a loved one, because I went through the loss of mother, and they tell you don't get any relationships for at least a year. And I was in a relationship when I lost my mom, but, you know, I was just so crazy, crying and, you know, just going through all these changes, and the person I was in a relationship couldn't handle it. So, you know, we basically went our separate ways because, you know, like I explained to her, I think she's probably still in mourning. Her husband's been dead for 2 years, and there is a possibility that she's still in mourning and just afraid to step back out there. Even though she wants to, but it's just something that's not allowing her to, you know, step out there.
Well, you know, that in itself is pretty heavy. I'm no expert, but I've never been through anything quite so tragic, and so I don't have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
But from a layman's point of view, all I can say is... You at least, you know, wait till you're ready.
Right.
If you're not ready, don't let anybody talk you into telling you how you should feel and all that, because you only know how you feel.
Right.
And there's gonna be somebody else involved, and you can't expect nobody else can be on that same page with you unless they're going through the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, sex might not be so much what all you need, but understanding someone that you can talk to, and who knows where that might lead.
Right.
But like I said, I don't have any experience in it, so I wouldn't try to tell somebody, you know, what to do. But all I know is, you know, don't do anything because of what other people think or what society thinks. You got to go by how you feel.
Right.
Because you're not going to be in that relationship alone, and that other person is more than likely not going to be on that same page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have another caller. Let's bring them in. 303, how are you?
Hey, this is Reggie from Denver.
Hey, Reggie, what do you got to say about the situation?
Well, someone mentioned something about love and sex, the lady, I think. Excuse me. And even if you're in a relationship, excuse me, they still different. I mean, he loves you because he's your husband or your boyfriend, but the sex is sort of different. I don't know. But also, too, she talked about the diabetic and the sex drive was kind of low. I'm a diabetic and also have cancer. And, you know, I use Viagra and other enhancements, toys, oral sex, and fingers, toes, all those kind of things. And is she talking about not having sex in 3 years? You know, I think that's more, and I don't want to say psychological, but, you know, you can have sex. You don't need to wait 3 years. And if she wants
no,
to wait that long, go
right.
ahead.
She's not, it's not a point of her waiting, it's just that she wants to be with somebody, but she's afraid. She lost her husband a couple of years ago,
right.
And she wants to be with somebody. She wants somebody to, you know, to be there for her, to hug her, to love her, and to, you know, tell her all the good things that, you know, a woman likes to hear, but she just has this fear.
Yeah, but she don't have to be in a real committed relationship to get that. I mean, she can hug and kiss and all those things with someone, you know. You don't have to be in love to have those, to have sex, I guess that's what I'm saying. Sounds like she's waiting for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. And Mr. Right Now can take care of her other needs while she's still waiting for Mr. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but you know, now there's a little difference when it comes to women, you know, some women, because some women don't want to deal with, you know, more than one man at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, well, that's probably her situation, because, well, basically it is her situation, because I know she doesn't want to deal with a couple of men because she's having a problem getting with one man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just, I think, like I had expressed before, I think it's that she's still going through mourning. And that's
we talked for 3 years, though.
Right.
I mean,
but,
what I mean is she can find that man for the hugging and the kissing and emotional support,
mm-hmm.
but within 3 years she should have found some man that she could have sex with.
Mm-hmm. But I think it basically was she was in mourning, and when, you know, like I had expressed, what a psychologist had told me, it's best that you don't be in any type of relationships when you've lost a loved one.
But
so,
you lost a mother. That wasn't a spouse or a male.
Right, right. But, you know,
have anything to do with the sexual part of it. I mean, you lost your mother.
Right, but I'm just saying that the emotions that you go through. And I know that because I've never been married or anything like that, but I can speak on the fact of how the emotions had torn me down. I basically, you know, cried all the time, and, you know, I just went reverted almost back into being a baby because I just cried all the time. And, you know, he couldn't understand that because he didn't, his parents were both living. So he didn't want to deal with me, you know, always crying and asking him why, you know. So therefore, it was best that we don't even be in a relationship. So I'm quite sure when she lost her husband that, you know, I'm not saying that she went through the same thing that I went through, but I know that she probably missed him and, you know, could have been crying, you know, most of the time. But I think that goes for when you lose people that are really, really close to you. And I would consider
well,
a husband and parents close to you.
Right.
Especially if you've been with
again,
them for
you know,
years and years.
Well, I can see the emotional part of losing a spouse and losing a parent. I can see the similarities, but I can't see, I mean, I can't see why could she get into a relationship after 3 years. I mean, because now.
No, it's only been 2 years. Matter of fact, it hasn't even been 2 years. It's been maybe a year and some months since my husband passed. But my thing is that I don't want to offend the man. No matter who I get with, I don't want to offend them and might say, well, you remind me of my husband doing this or doing that. Because a lot of times when you talk to guys, guys don't want to hear anything about another man. You know, the woman thinking about another man. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, men, real men, that doesn't bother us.
Real men.
I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, we know that you had other men in your life. We know you had other lovers. And,
right.
You know, so,
right.
You know, real men. But anyway, I'm going to get ready to get off. But I'm out in Denver, and if you ever want to come out here and be yes, I will certainly bring
I'm
you
sure.
out here.
Okay.
I will bring you out here, and I will show you.
But see, for a man, it's easy for a man to go ahead and put his penis wherever.
Oh no!
Wait a minute. I don't know how another woman would feel, but I'm the type of woman. Before I have sex, it's got to be something there besides just the sex. You understand? I don't want to be laying in the bed just to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
but,
I was younger.
The
Let
same goes
this.
For me. When I was younger, it didn't
when
matter.
I was,
but now,
right.
I got to like you. If I
yes.
don't like you, I'm not going to
yes.
sleep with you.
Yes,
you
it's got to be something there. And so
right.
far, I mean, I had maybe about 4 or 5 guys that have tried since my husband passed. And I'm always pushing away. And
right.
like you said, maybe it's a mental thing. I don't know. But that's just it. I'm looking for some answers from different people. I'm looking for answers to maybe a female may call in who has lost a spouse. And I'm hoping that you know, maybe they can tell me that they moved on with their life. That's what I'm looking for to hear.
Well, I can tell you that at this point where you're going through, you may have to get the sex from someone else and you may have to get the other thing from someone else. Until you find someone who can give you both of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm here in Denver, and Delicious know my number. So if you want to come out here, I'll hook you up. And I don't mean just sexually. I'll hook you up both ways, you know, emotionally, physically. You know, I'm that kind of guy. But let me run.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, Reg. We have another caller. Let's see if this is a female. Oh, they hung up. Let's see. Is this a female?
Well, if you can't get another caller, I'd sure like to interject.
Oh, okay. Let me see what this 215, are you there?
Yes, I am. I just tuned in, so I'm just listening for now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you can interject. 707.
Okay. First of all, let's kind of like get things straightened out here. We're talking about a woman that lost her spouse,
mm-hmm.
and she's hurting from it. Okay.
Right.
First of all, that and sex hasn't got a damn thing to do with either one. We're
mm-hmm.
talking about two different things. First stage, she's going through mourning. She's got to learn to deal with that first.
Right.
That's why she's not ready. This is a whole different thing. The idea of getting into sex, man, that's the furthest thing from your mind.
Right.
She had a great loss, and you just don't get through that overnight. you got to deal with that first. As far as wanting somebody that's going to be with you, it's going to take time to find somebody that you can develop a relationship to give you the kind of love you're going to need. It's not. It never was going to come right off right away. Not until you deal with the hurting part. Deal with that thing first. Because nobody, unless they've gone through the same thing, nobody's going to be able to keep up with you on it. And they're not going to be able to help you, and they're not going to want to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, you can get a lot of understanding. If you're going to get a lot of understanding, sex is not going to be coming with it.
Right.
That's going to have nothing to do with it. It's going to be how understanding that person is going to be, how they feel, what they're willing to accept from you, despite what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be going all through that. And by the time you get to the sex part, you're not going to be just having sex. You're probably going to be making love.
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
It'll be spontaneous. And that's when you'll know that you've gotten through it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, don't go looking for some guy or, you know, anybody like that. Deal with your mourning first, because that, you know, I don't know about that, but I do know about depression. I got a lot of good experience about that. And that's the first thing you got to deal with. I mean, a lot of times when you're suffering from that kind of depression, sex really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning at the time.
Well, and that's just it. You know, like I told one guy, I'm not even ready to go out with you yet. I told him, my husband had passed, so maybe we could just spend some time and talk on the phone for a while. And when I mean for a while, I mean for months and months and months. It may even take a year or so. I don't know.
That's it.
But,
you're going to need a friend first.
Right. And that's what he told me. He said, I want to be your friend. But, see, it's so hard for me to – I haven't been out in the dating scene at all. And so that's what's kind of, I don't know.
It's about you and how ready you are. Not how somebody is ready to deal with you on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
Get yours together.
Right.
Then
I don't have it together, and I don't ever know when I'm going to be ready. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go. You don't. Because that depression, boy, it takes you into a whole different realm.
Yes, it is.
It's a whole different thing. And you got to go through it to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. I may not be licensed, but I'm an expert from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know depression.
Because
I've been through some stuff. And
right,
it took a while for me to get it. Huh?
You sound almost like the psychiatrist I saw.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen a few myself, and they told me I should go in the field. As a matter of fact, one of my counselors was very insistent that I go for a doctorate because I already had my topic for my thesis. And I've always had an interest in psychology and sociology.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But when you have as much experience with the psyche as I have, that's just the way it comes, because Delicious knows me. I worked in the California Medical Facility, and that's the California State Prison, that one of the things they deal with is psychotics. And I was there for 24 years, and I actually liked working with psychotics. And I was also one of the better officers for working there. And just from working there, you have to develop some kind of a layman's rudimentary knowledge of psychology and psychiatry. Because getting through the day, you got to understand that. Now, when I had to start getting treatment, I actually started understanding the people that I was supervising a hell of a lot better. Because we may have been taking the same medication.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me a whole different outlook. And I'd been in an apartment over 20 years before that happened. So I was very well experienced. But when I went through it, that just gave me a whole new light on things.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as having sex goes, I could care less about sex. I have to admit my antidepressants kind of help. They kind of help me feeling the urge, the uncontrollable urge. But it took time before I got to the point where I was even ready to have sex with anybody. And I met somebody. We haven't had sex yet.
Here.
What are you doing? Come in for a minute. God.
But we were laying the groundwork for it, and what we were doing is we were talking about what we like and what we don't like. Now, we're 3,000 miles away, so we can't do anything.
I say, come here.
So all we had was talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. We talked about what we liked about sex, what we want to do. Now, me, myself, as being a spouse, if I was going to be somebody's husband, as far as I'm concerned, whatever she wants, then I got to give it to her. Doesn't matter whether I like it or not. If she wants it, I got to do it for her, just as long as it doesn't hurt too bad. I feel that that's my duty, because how can you be married to somebody that's going to tell you, well, I ain't quite into that, you know? And, you know, like I said, as long as it doesn't hurt too bad.
Right.
Then I'm
right.
down
but
with
it. I think married people, you know, they shouldn't have any inhibitions. You know, I can understand a person who, you know, just talking to somebody or in a relationship with somebody, but married people, I don't think they should have any inhibitions. That's what keeps
none whatsoever
together. And if you, whatever you did in the beginning of that relationship, you should continue to do that to keep that relationship going. Because if you begin, if you started off having oral sex, don't wait till the middle of the race and say, I don't do that, I don't want to do that, you know, because it's going to cause conflict in that marriage, and the next thing you know, it's going to be going downhill. So
what
you do in a relationship to get that person is what you have to continuously do to keep that person.
Yeah.
And some people don't understand that. Some people don't really think about that when they get into these relationships, or when they, you know, sometimes when they're in, get married.
Yeah.
They don't.
Don't be afraid. If there's something you're interested, talk about it, because you want to find out from the jump street.
Right. Communication is the key.
Yeah, now my wife and I, we had pretty decent sex, you know, but it could have been better. And at first I thought there was something wrong with me, because my wife was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the way we had sex. It wasn't as thrilling. It seemed more like it was work.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I shouldn't be this way. I mean, this is one of the finest babes around, but, maybe something's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But until I met my girlfriend, and we started talking frankly, because now this is years later, we're in our 50s, we've been around the bend, we both pretty much have the same background. Fact of the matter is, we actually even grew up together, originally.
Right.
We reconnected after 40 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we were frank. We were frank about what we wanted to do with each other, because we didn't want any slip-ups, because we both were coming from former marriages.
Right.
And we knocked down all the walls, and I actually started finding out things about myself.
Right.
And when we started talking about, well, I like this, I like that, I was surprised that she liked a lot of what I liked, and I thought I was kind of a freak.
Right. Well, that comes from communicating. And the only way you're going to know something, you're going to have to talk about it. You just can't expect somebody to know what's on your mind. People don't know what's in your mind. You have to speak about it, talk about it, get it out, and say what's on your mind. Because if you assume things, you can assume the wrong things. And you know what that word means. So it's best to talk about it, you know, get it out, and settle it. Because just like you said, you found out things that about yourself.
Stepped in that shit.
And then you found out things that she liked. You know, and the only way you can find that out is y'all talk about it.
Yeah. And we were really frank.
Mm-hmm.
We were very frank about it, and we knew where we were at, and so now we can't wait to get our hands on each other.
Wow. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, the calling number is 646-652-2877. When you call in, raise your hand. And if you have any questions or comments, raise your hand. Now, what I want to know is, we had someone who raised their hand. Okay, 303, you're back.
Hey, I'm back. I just want to make a comment.
like Chris Rock say, the guy was talking. Chris Rock said, when you get married, you know, no more head, no more this, no more that. And what it really boils down to is women have control. She decides when you get it, when you don't get it. And it really doesn't matter. And even though I called in earlier about foreplay and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but women really do make the decision. And usually once you get into a relationship, the sex is less, you know, because she, whether you're married to her or living with her or, you know, women just control
it. But there is a reason, I think, when the sex is less. There's something going on. It could be something mentally, something physically. It's just something that causes the sex to dwindle.
Well, it's because of control. I mean, the guy's asking for more of what he wants, and she's in control because it's her pussy, pardon the expression.
Mm-hmm.
And she controls that, you know. So no matter what he say, no matter what he want, no matter how good he is, she makes the final decision, you know. And that's pretty much, I'm not going to say the problem, but that can be a problem in a relationship. And most men know that. I mean, you got a couple men on the line tonight to talk. If you was to ask them if they still around on the line, whether it's relationship or marriage, they get less sex after that, you know. But anyway,
mm-hmm. You aren't.
I'll stay on. I'll
oh no,
stay on for the next 10 minutes. How
do you? Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that George?
Yes,
George,
she's back
George?
On the line. Did you have anything to say about that 707? As far as like him saying women are in control, do you think that the women that you dealt with were in control, or was it a mutual thing, or how do you feel about that?
I believe that the man does not choose us. We choose the man. Like he said, it's my pussy, and it's up to me if I want to give it up. Now, I definitely believe that, yes. And what else? What was your other question? I was doing something.
Basically,
well, that's the basic question. I mean, you have control over what you do, you know, no matter what we do. The foreplay or whatever it is. Is this yours from the big court?
Huh? How do you feel about that?
Hello?
707?
Huh?
How do you feel about that? Do you feel that the woman is in control?
You know, she can be, but you know something? Women need sex and men can say no. Now, you can take it from there. But one thing that I don't do is I don't act like there's only a few women in the world. There's 6 trillion people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to take my time to find someone that's on my page.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But until then, yeah, you're right. For the most part, women do have the control. It's just a matter of whether or not you start getting tired of that.
Well, you know what? This week I met someone and you know, I had control because I had to decide whether I wanted to do it or not. And
okay.
I decided I didn't want to do it and told her I didn't want to do it.
Right.
And I gave a reason why I didn't want to do it. So I had control that way.
How does she feel about that?
She just kept saying, whatever you want to do with me is fine with me. She was trying to.
Wow. Partner, something.
I'll be glad when I get to that point.
Sounds like you just flipped your own script on that one. Sounds like you had a lot of power there.
No, I'm like,
I'm thinking I want to be you.
13 years older than her, and I was letting her know that, you know, I wasn't a sugar daddy. I was just an old daddy.
Uh-huh.
And, I was hip to whatever. What was going on, but she realized, and I realized that, you know, I wanted to be with her, she wanted to be with me, but
I decided
I just didn't want to be with her, you know. So.
Well, you know something? That's pretty
cool. Say that again.
You know, what I like about that is you took the control, plus it's like you found somebody that was kind of on the same page because she accepted it and said, mm-hmm. whenever you're ready, and that's, you know, you don't get much better than that. I don't know if us guys run into that. I mean, I can't even say I had that in my marriage, exactly. But that sounded pretty good right there.
Well, the thing was, I wasn't looking for her when she came around Tuesday. And I was with her Tuesday and Wednesday, and I just thought I just didn't want to be with her, you know.
Hey.
And it wasn't about wanting to be in control, just wanted to make the right decision that she wasn't the person I wanted to be with.
You were just being. You wasn't looking for control. You were just being, and you wasn't afraid to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You went with the
control. There were some things I wanted sexually that she didn't want, so...
You sound pretty smart to me, partner.
No, I just didn't want to get in it. Well, I was married 20 years. So I learned a lot in 20 years.
Yeah, I know. 25 here.
Wow.
And 19 here.
Oh, okay. So we all learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have girlfriends who've been divorced. They tell me a divorce is just like a death almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's losing a spouse.
Mm-hmm. It is like you're losing your right arm, you know, for sure. That's for real.
Well, like I've never been married, so I can't really speak on it, but, you know, maybe one day I will. But, you know, at this particular time in my life, I'm kind of settled and I'm kind of happy right now. And at times I do want to be married, but then I think, again, I don't. I'm just wishy-washy, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting what they said about divorce seemed like death, because before my wife and I were separating, there was a point where I felt like I couldn't live without her.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I guess we stayed together long enough to grow apart, because frankly, I was probably ready to leave 10 years before I actually did, but I do believe in trying to work things out.
Right.
But eventually we both kind of like got on the same page, and we both mutually realized we don't need to be together. But the thing is, we're still best friends, and we was on the phone a few times today already, just talking about things. And sometimes if I feel bad about something, I'll call her up and talk to her. Or sometimes if she feels bad about something, she'll call and talk to me, because we're still best friends.
Right.
But we damn sure ain't getting back together. That ain't happening.
No, I would say the same thing.
I'll sit on the cactus before I get back with her.
Well, I was married 20 years, and the same thing. You know, we still buddies. I talk to her twice a day, but we damn sure ain't going to get back together. You know, I agree with you.
No, as a matter of fact, I'd find her a husband if I thought I could.
Well, I
broke it down the aisle just to make sure she did it.
You well, give her away, huh?
I'll give her away if I have to.
Okay, we're down.
Long as she's happy, though.
Right.
We're down to 1 minute, and I want to thank you guys for coming out and supporting me. And leave a comment in the box if you like, and... my next show, which will be June the 4th, is going to be The Prison System Through the Eyes of a Correctional Peace Officer.
Okay.
And that's going to be Mark Ivey, who's on the phone with me now. We're going to talk about the inside prison system, what goes on, how he does his job. And it's going to be a very interesting show. So
I also work in the prison system.
Right. You can tune in, too, as well.
Oh, all right.
Well, I just want to say to Joyce, you know who I am. I haven't seen you in about 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you from the big front. You know what I mean? About the big front.
What?
Oh, yeah. I know you. And you'll know me when you see me. You'll know me.
Okay, yeah, delicious.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
you have to tell me about him.
Yeah. Oh, I know you. I know you.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, good night.
All right, guys. Have a good evening. Thanks
good
for
night.
Coming.
Delicious.
Hey, thanks for having me, Delicious.
Anytime, Mark.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to hear some music. That's it. No hell.